Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Labatt Studio. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We've got a full hour of Penn State football talk for you. I'm Andy Shea. Joining me in the studio to kick off the show, Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. Ross Tucker will join us shortly.
Ross is grazing right now. He'll be with us soon.
What's it been like, two or three? It's been like a couple shows since we've all been together. We've been in and out and a little bit of this, a little bit of that. So we've got the full Monty for you this week. Boom. We're going to start back in with some news and notes. That's going to be followed by Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. They're your questions, his answers. Ask Ross, brought to you by our good friends at 409 Tailgate Club. That powers quarter three. And we're going to close out our show strong, as we always do, by looking at the top nine legitimate options at wide receiver, tight end, and running back for Penn State in 2019. So what are you laughing at, Bob?
I'm not laughing at anything.
All right.
I'm just trying to hold it together right now. Go ahead, Andy.
I got you. Just keep your hands and feet out of the way, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I'm going to say, because Ross has got a plate full of barbecue and to my right, Bob's left, and he's crushing it.
My contract calls for me to kick butt in three segments, okay? And I can contribute as much as I want to segment number one. Right now, I'm just going to listen for a little bit. Is there anything wrong with that? 409tailgateclub.com.
Nothing. You're contributing in this one segment as well to killing that plate. All right, let's talk about Penn State adding to its 2020 recruiting class. They got a verbal declaration for the first time in 6 weeks for this recruiting class. Some say it was a drought. I think that's a stupid term, but that's just me. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just been 6 weeks since they got somebody.
That's Greg who always says it's a drought. You just called Greg stupid.
All right, well... I thought you were just going to eat. All right. Three-star offensive lineman, Golden Achiumba. He's from Dematha Catholic High School. He's a top 500 recruit overall. He recently dropped 50 pounds from 320 to 280. He's 6'4". He had a lot of offers. He's raw but talented, very aggressive. Obviously, Ross will break him down at some point. Mm-hmm. But getting another recruit, being an offensive lineman, never a bad thing.
Yeah, and just off the top, I mean – if he's a three-star now, you know how Penn State's good at identifying players early.
Valid point.
And I would not be surprised if this is a guy that maybe by the time it's all said and done, it does, because they're not really in the market for a lot of three-stars anymore. They're just not. That's not what their approach is about. They're a four- and five-star recruiting program. So let's just see where this kid is by the time he gets closer to his – signing day.
Yeah, and the fact that he had almost 30 offers and that schools like LSU and Tennessee and Georgia were in on him, it says about where he's come. Getting somebody from Dematha Catholic High School right there in Maryland.
Mike Locksley, yeah,
he's trying to lock down Maryland and do the best he can. Penn State got this offensive lineman. So, all right, let's keep moving. We got a lot to talk about in terms of Penn State. They finished up their 10th practice out of 15, the 15th one being the blue-white game.
Oh, yeah.
Emphasize practice for the blue-white game. But Tommy Stevens spoke to the media for about 10, 12 minutes after the 10th practice earlier this week. I found it very interesting. He talked about how the original injury wasn't fixed completely or properly the first time. I found it interesting that he had to make a decision whether to cut off the 2018 season, skip the bowl game, because otherwise he would have had zero availability for this spring. He does not like the word injury prone. That is pretty clear, right?
It kind of fits, but I'll just say this, Andy. You look at the ripple in the pond effect. Tommy Stevens was not healthy last year. We saw him in a walking boot last spring.
Right.
We saw him in a walking boot in August camp. He did not play in a few games in the season. We were wondering what was up. Before the bowl game, they announced that he underwent surgery for an undisclosed injury. Should be ready for camp. Then a little bit later, You find out that Penn State's making a change in their medical care program. Dr. Sebastianelli's back in. Dr. Lynch, who's based out of Hershey, is now going to tend to stuff in Hershey. And James Franklin's talking about a Tommy Stevens surgery that was difficult to coordinate because it would happen like outside of the program.
Right.
So you try and connect the dots there. Tommy talks about an injury that was not fixed right the first time. I think there might have been a little bit of unhappiness there, and I just hope that it is fixed, because if it goes wrong, he's out of time. If anything happens again, it's going to be Sean Clifford's team.
Right.
Sean was actually sick yesterday. I don't think it was anything major, but Tommy's been limited the whole camp. He hasn't been able to work. I think they've been very careful with him. James still said he's been happy with what he's done in spring. I really hope that in August he's full go. That's all. I think he's gotten to the point in his career, Andy, that he's earned a shot. Let's see him stay healthy. Let's see what he can do.
Yeah, I agree. He's not fully cleared for contact. He won't participate in the spring game. He'll continue to be limited, even though it's just the 15th practice. Expect the limited to continue. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Quarter number one, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea. We're talking about some of the takeaways from Penn State's 10th practice earlier this week, where James Franklin and some of the players had some media availability and had some takeaways. I always like to read over any of the transcripts or listen to everything that James Franklin says, and it was kind of funny, but when he was talking about Justin Shorter, he said he's a cheeseburger away from 250.
Kind of jumps out. They listed him on the roster, I think, at 232. He's every bit of 6'4", I think.
Absolutely.
I think he was a little dinged up earlier in spring. He was out there running around. I thought he looked pretty good. I thought he looked pretty good yesterday. But they were talking about Jahan Dotson, and I think he just kind of went on a tangent. No, somebody else followed up with Justin, and James is trying to send a message. He just went right into it and said, you know, he's doing great. He's showing flashes, but, you know, we're doing everything in our power to keep him at 230 pounds or under. And then he added in, yeah, he's about a cheeseburger away from 250. I think that he's trying to send a message to Justin that don't get too big. We need you to be not only a deep threat, but you got to be quick in and out of cuts. You know, I think that's been a problem with some other big receivers at Penn State. I don't want to mention any names, but I could, who have gotten too big and they just never really panned out. I think they want Justin a little bit more flexible, especially when it comes to route running.
Yeah, the inside, the takeaway for me when he was talking about Justin Shorter, the cheeseburger thing was funny, but that he's flashing, but he definitely gave some specifics on details in terms of route running and making himself available, that he still has some work to do. So he's still a work in progress, but he is oh so talented. All right, I want to give you another James Franklin quote in terms of the running back position. This one is reading the tea leaves, a dead giveaway for me. I think both Rick, talking about Ricky Slade, and Journey Brown, have taken a step to separate themselves, as they should. And again, he talked about it, Journey Brown, in glowing terms, and said the light seems to be coming on for him. I think he's found his running backs.
I think he has. It's interesting to note that we got Juwan Sider after practice as well. He said that they're trying to get Ricky to 210. Now, he's only 5'9". That's what they list him at.
Right.
And they're trying to get him to be able to kind of hold somewhere near that weight, 210, 205, because they want to get his strength up for maybe an expanded role. It'll be interesting to see if he can hold that weight.
Expand a role. They had a preview of quarter four.
expand his role. But Journey Brown is going to, I think, you know, when they hand out the awards, and he's going to be a guy that I think has made one of the bigger jumps. I think he got to Penn State as a track guy who also played football, and he's added some weight, and I think he's kind of now more comfortable and more confident. And I feel like Penn State, I'm getting the impression that Penn State feels like if they put him in the game, there's not going to be much of a drop off. They did talk about Noah Cain, saying that
he's going to play probably.
He's probably going to play, but he's still got some work to do. And I still think they're definitely keeping the door open for when Devin Ford arrives in August, because I know they like him as well. But they're not. I think they're as deep at running back as they ever been. They've had obviously great years with Saquon. They had a great year with Miles, but there was nothing really behind them, and they feel a lot better, I think, about their depth.
Just for your edification, ladies and gentlemen, it's plate two, and Ross Tucker is head down, fork up. All right, let's talk about Let's talk about the defensive tackle and the defensive tackle position. Then we'll close out this segment. We'll talk about the defensive end. So we're going to talk about defensive line the last few minutes we have here. James said that he thought the defensive tackles were further along and that, you know, Brent Pry and Sean Spencer, that he thinks that the entire D-line, but particularly the D-tackles, they're further along than he thought they would be at this point. And I found that very interesting. And he dropped a couple names. He did a little name dropping.
He did. He mentioned the other Cougar. He mentioned Dabian
the
Barber.
The other Cougar.
They're trying to encourage some of the guys who aren't there yet.
Yeah.
I get the feeling that Fred Hansard is still not 100% from that knee injury, and I think they're counting him in the defensive tackle group, especially come August. But what it really tells me is I think that they really feel good about Shelton and Mustafa. I think they know they're not going to ask Windsor to do a lot until the season opener.
Right.
But I think if they can feel good about four, even though they're not – Clemson or Alabama for, and they feel like they've taken a step forward to right. go with some of the weapons that they might have at defensive end if everyone stays healthy. I think they feel like this could be a maybe as good as or maybe a little better than last year's defensive line, although when you replace Sharif Miller, that's tough for me to believe.
Yeah, he did say that. And the other thing that I thought that's given me a case of deja vu, and we're going to move over to defensive ends here, that what he said was I'm having a case of deja vu because during the offseason last year we just were like, they're so deep, they have so much talent, how they going to fit yeah. these guys on the field and retirements and injuries, and it just became
Buckholz injury I think really yeah. affected them. But I think when he talks about in his 24 years the defensive end group being as deep as it's ever been, obviously, they feel good about the second-year player, Jason Awe.
Yes.
Shaka Toney is going to have to play a lot and play well for him. We haven't seen a lot of Shane Simmons. And I just think that when you talk about Penn State's defensive tackles and you remember that it's a league where they're going to throw the ball a lot, I think you're going to see Etor kick inside. I really do, to get more speed
really?
On the field.
You saw it in spurts last year.
They were messing around with it yesterday, and he's big enough to do it.
He is.
Like if he can cause problems for guards with his speed. He can cause problems for tackles with his speed. But I just think that he's part of the defensive tackle group in certain situations.
Yeah, James Franklin his quote was, I think our defensive end group is one of the better defensive end groups in the country. In my 24 years, it's the best DN group that I've ever been around. Obviously, losing Sharif is a big loss, but I'm talking from top to bottom, our DN group has a chance to be special. That's pretty revealing from Coach Franklin. All right, that'll do it for quarter number one from the Labatt Blue Studio, full of barbecue and happy. Tucker's Tape coming up. Ross will join us. Stick around.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hearty souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.